Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we're very happy to welcome Melanie Cutting back with us today.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Yeah. I am, as you were talking earlier before we went on the air, talking about how I'm feeling, and I am feeling way better than before the surgery and way better than just after the surgery. So things are improving. That's a very good sign, considering that it was required. I mean, I really didn't have a choice about this surgery. They said, you do it or you die.
Okay, well.
I have to put too fine a point on it.
Well, we're really happy to have you back and glad that you're through the surgery and hope every day you're getting better.
I think I am, mostly. You know, there's the odd setback day, but not too many of those anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So I have been, needless to say, I have been watching videos. I should begin this by saying that I have the pleasure and the privilege of having access to Crave, for which there's a cost, and Amazon Prime. I share that with my son, so there's not much cost, or at least no cost to me. And Netflix, of course, the ever popular Netflix, and I also get the Disney Channel. So if you pay just upfront for all four of those, then it's a little expensive. And it's probably more expensive than most people want to spend. However, if you're inside, as I have been for a while, either because of the pandemic or because of other reasons, then it is quite nice to have such a variety of channels. And on each, it's probably not the right word, on each channel there's many, many programs. So what I did for this today's inaugural post-surgical interview was I just went on to Crave and just checked out to see what's playing on Crave. A lot of the things I've already seen, but not everything. So I'll just talk a little bit about both the ones that I have seen and the ones that I have not seen. And this is only on Crave. We're not at this point looking at either Netflix or Amazon. But Crave includes a lot. So here you go. So there's one very excellent miniseries with Bryan Cranston, who people will remember from a number of things, but in particular Breaking Bad. And it's called Your Honor, about a judge whose son, this is in modern day times in the U.S., the judge's son is involved in kind of a hit-and-run accident. And the lengths that the judge goes to try and protect his son are quite extraordinary. So that's actually very, very good. Good performances and a very interesting story. Another actually long-term program, and truth be told, I haven't watched this for a while, but I added it in because there was a period of time some years ago when I said, oh, this is good fun and well done. It's called Shameless, and it's been on for, believe it or not, 11 seasons, which is a really long time in television land. And I think it is, it's at least keeping up the quality, if not getting any better. And the star is William H. Macy, who is a very fine actor for many things. And he plays the dad. He plays Mr. Gallagher, who has a slew of kids, like six or seven. But he's the worst dad ever. And he has not many redeeming features, but the people who write this show managed to make it entertaining, really, week in and week out. So that would be based on the past several seasons. Unfortunately, not the recent seasons. I would recommend Shameless as a series to check out. And another one, which I'm putting in only because I actually don't know very much about it, is called Letterkenny. And I watched two or three episodes, and it appears to be set in Canada. In fact, I'm sure it's set in Canada, in rural Canada. And I thought, oh, it looks like some other series just like this. But my son, who has been faithfully watching it for a few years now, he says, oh, no, it starts off slow, but then it gets much better. So for me, that hasn't happened yet. But it may for other people, and there may be, obviously, there may be a demographic issue here because my son is 40, and I'm not. So it's kind of like, well, maybe it's just right for his age bracket and even younger. But so that's called Letter Kenny. Another one which I believe is on its way out is another iteration of Star Trek. It's called Star Trek Discovery. And I have been watching that. And I watched over the past many years since the Star Trek franchise has been around, the Star Trek folks have been doing a really good job. And all of their series that are essentially spin-offs on other Star Trek series are excellent. And this one strikes me as exceptionally good. It's because it's there's more that they can do technologically on TV to show you, to make things look kind of real, the better. And it's good stories about the Star Trek, the name of the Star Trek ship, and this particular one is Discovery. And it goes not just through space, but through time. And I like it a lot. I have a feeling, well, I believe that it is now not going to be around for much longer. So, but I guess it'll be on TV on Crave for a good long time still. So that too would be one that I recommend, especially if you are a Star Trek fan, and I know many of us are. Quickly, let's see, you have another mini series which I did watch all of, called The Good Lord Bird, which strange title, but it's the story of the abolitionist John, famous abolitionist who was executed down in the U.S. for trying to free the slaves. John Brown, mm-hmm. The abolitionist name, and he has a background in religion. And being a preacher, and he is called the Good Lord Bird. So that's essentially his name. And this too is a mini series. There were 7 or 8 episodes, all set back in the era when John Brown was alive. And very, very good. Ethan Hawke plays John Brown with a monster beard, a beard that practically reaches his toes. He's very good in this, and again, it's a historically accurate story about John Brown's quest to free slaves. Again, one that I'd recommend. Another movie which is along the lines of autobiography, is called 42. And that's the story. It is a movie. It's not a series. And that's the story of Jackie Robinson, who was a pioneer in a black baseball player, who became, of course, a pioneer in leading the way for other black players to come into Major League Baseball. And then the title is simply 42, which was his number when he first began to play Major League Baseball. Another one, and this I mentioned because I know there's a lot of Saturday Night Live fans out there, of which I am one, actually. And it's called The King of Staten Island. And it stars one of the stalwarts of Saturday Night Live, who, in fact, lives in Staten Island, comes from Staten Island, and he plays... someone from he plays a Staten Island native, and I've watched part of it. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I will. And when I think of it, I'll let you know the guy's name. Let's see, Doolittle is kind of an updating, a new take on the well-known Dr. Doolittle story, the veterinarian who could speak to animals. This is a new spin on that, and it also interesting, not as good as I was hoping it would be, but still pretty good. And Dr. Doolittle and speaking to the animals and all, it is definitely one that you might want to see if you've seen the other Dr. Doolittle iterations and are looking for something different. And it's got Robert C. Downey as Dr. Doolittle, and he happens to be one of my favorite actors. Another movie I saw, and I also watched the whole thing, called Locked Down, and it's very contemporary. It's set in London during the lockdown, because of the pandemic lockdown, about a husband and wife who he's British, and Idris Elba, I believe, is the actor, and Anne Hathaway plays his wife, and they're in the process of breaking up. So, not to go into great detail, but I think if you like the two lead performers, you would probably like the movie as well. And it does have the virtue of being very, very contemporary. So that's called Locked Down. Just a few moments to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
One is, and this is a movie that's been out for a while, and it's received wonderful reviews, both when it was in the theater and now that it's on the streaming services, and it's Joker. Highly recommended. It just has an incredible performance by Joaquin Phoenix. In fact, it was so incredible that I think he got the Academy Award when this came out. So if you haven't yet seen it, yes, it doesn't have anything, frankly, to do with Batman, although you would think it did. But the Joker character is, again, kind of just a different take on that character. Very, very highly recommended. Another one, and the reason I mentioned this one is because Christopher Plummer is the star. And Christopher Plummer, as most people, and at least in Canada, know, at the age of 80-something, 85 or 86, he just passed away. He was working until the end. And this was one of his, among his last movies, and it's called Beginners, about an older, no surprise, an older gentleman who discovers very, very, very late in life that he's gay, and decides, I'm going to be spending the rest of my life as a gay man. So you can imagine that in the hands of Christopher Plummer, that's going to be a good movie. What else? Anyway, I think maybe that's enough for today. There's just this overwhelming number of streaming services and programs on the streaming services that range from old TV shows, which are in reruns forever, such as Friends, new movies, mini series, which are in a series of maybe 8 to 10 episodes. We're very fortunate, especially those of us who have been indoors a lot recently, to be able to access this much film entertainment for not a huge amount of money, especially if you limit yourself to Netflix. That's actually pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm, we are.
Anyway, having said all that about the streaming services and Netflix and so on, I just read today that Quebec will, not this Friday, but a week from Friday, allow movie theaters to reopen. So I'm kind of hoping, as much as I'm enjoying the small screen shows, I'm ready to go back to the movies, you know, with my triple mask on and being mm-hmm. extremely careful. So I'm hoping that there was nothing online from the movie theater about doing that. By movie theater, I mean the Maison de Cinema downtown. So I'm hoping that as soon as they're given the go-ahead, they will indeed open their doors and start running, you know, new first-run movies. And they are very careful. I know there's a few people who said, I don't care how careful they are. I'm not going back into a closed movie theater for a while. I'm going to wait until things are really, really, really cleared up. I would go without waiting quite that long, just because I'm an addict. But so that's what's new in the world of movies in the movie theaters and movies, etc., on TV.
Okay, well, you've given us probably a lot of choices.
Probably talked enough here.
Oh, we're really enjoying having you back, and really great to have you back and hear your voice. So, yeah, that should be really something there, the movie theaters opening back up, I guess, in time for the break, too, so that's nice.
Yeah. People still have to be, you hear this time and time and time again, they have to be very careful. I mean, I think sometimes people are just lapses of understanding, maybe a bit of lapse of memory, and they just don't always follow the rules. And as a result, sometimes these lockdowns that have opened up end up locking down again because people aren't being as careful as they should be.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
it.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.